Hello and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into exchange and transport in animals, Topic 8. By the end of this episode, you'll feel really confident about it. We'll go through the core concepts, exam tips, a quickfire quiz, and a crisp summary. Let's get started. So, why do animals need a transport system? Think about a tiny single-celled organism, like an amoeba. It's so small that oxygen and nutrients can simply diffuse in through its cell membrane, and waste products diffuse straight out. Diffusion is fast enough because the distances are tiny. But now think about you. You're made of trillions of cells, and the cells deep inside your body are nowhere near the surface. Diffusion alone would take far too long. This is where the surface area to volume ratio becomes critical, and it comes up in exams all the time. As an organism gets bigger, its volume increases much faster than its surface area, so the ratio gets smaller. A small organism has a high surface area to volume ratio, meaning plenty of surface for diffusion. A large organism has a low ratio, meaning diffusion alone is not efficient enough. This is why multicellular organisms need specialised exchange surfaces and a transport system. How do you calculate the ratio? Take a cube with sides of 1 centimetre. Surface area is 6 times 1 times 1, which equals 6 square centimetres. Volume is 1 times 1 times 1, which equals 1 cubic centimetre. Ratio is 6 to 1. Now a cube with sides of 2 centimetres. Surface area is 24 square centimetres. Volume is 8 cubic centimetres. Ratio is 3 to 1. As the organism gets bigger, the ratio gets smaller. Always show you're working in the exam. Now, the alveoli, the tiny air sacs in your lungs where gas exchange happens. Examiners love asking about their adaptations. Here are the 5 you need to know. First, large surface area. Millions of alveoli create an enormous total surface area. More area means more space for diffusion simultaneously. Second, thin walls. The walls are just one cell thick. This means a very short diffusion distance. In the exam, always say thin walls and link it to short diffusion distance. That is how you get the mark. Third, rich blood supply. A dense capillary network surrounds the alveoli. Blood constantly picks up oxygen and removes carbon dioxide. This maintains a steep concentration gradient, which is essential for rapid diffusion. Always link the adaptation to the process. Fourth, moist lining. Gases dissolve in the moisture before diffusing across the membrane. Fifth, good ventilation. Breathing constantly refreshes the air, maintaining the concentration gradient. Oxygen diffuses from the alveolus into the blood because concentration is higher in the alveolus. Carbon dioxide diffuses the other way, from blood into the alveolus. Now, blood vessels. Humans have a double circulatory system. Blood passes through the heart twice per circuit. The pulmonary circuit takes deoxygenated blood to the lungs and returns oxygenated blood. The systemic circuit pumps oxygenated blood to the body and returns deoxygenated blood. Two circuits means the heart can pump blood to the body at high pressure, which is more efficient. 3 types of blood vessel. Arteries carry blood away from the heart. They have thick, muscular, elastic walls to withstand high pressure and a narrow lumen. Memory trick, arteries carry blood away from the heart. Both start with A. Veins carry blood towards the heart at low pressure. They have thinner walls, a wider lumen, and valves to prevent backflow. Capillaries are where exchange happens. Walls are one cell thick for a short diffusion distance. Oxygen and glucose diffuse out into tissues. Carbon dioxide diffuses back in. Capillaries reach every tissue in the body.
Now, the heart. The heart is a double pump. The right side receives deoxygenated blood from the body and pumps it to the lungs. The left side receives oxygenated blood from the lungs and pumps it to the rest of the body. There are 4 chambers: the right atrium, the right ventricle, the left atrium, and the left ventricle. Blood flows from the atria down into the ventricles, then out through the arteries. Valves ensure blood flows in one direction only. The left ventricle has a much thicker, more muscular wall than the right ventricle. This is because the left ventricle pumps blood all the way around the body, requiring much greater force. The right ventricle only pumps blood to the nearby lungs. Now for a really important calculation, cardiac output. Cardiac output equals stroke volume multiplied by heart rate. Cardiac output is the total volume of blood the heart pumps per minute. Stroke volume is the volume pumped with each heartbeat. Heart rate is the number of beats per minute. Example, stroke volume is 70 millilitres. Heart rate is 75 beats per minute. Cardiac output equals 70 times 75, which equals 5,250 millilitres per minute, or 5.25 litres per minute. Always check your units and include them in your answer. This equation is not always given on the formula sheet, so memorise it. Exam tips and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Mistake 1. Confusing surface area to volume ratio with surface area alone. The ratio is what matters. Always calculate and compare the ratio. Mistake 2. Failing to link adaptations to diffusion. Saying alveoli have thin walls gets one mark. Saying alveoli have thin walls, which reduces the diffusion distance, increasing the rate of diffusion, gets four marks. Always chain adaptation to function to outcome. Mistake 3. Unit errors in cardiac output. Check units before multiplying. Mistake 4. Getting blood flow direction wrong in the heart. Right side equals deoxygenated blood to lungs. Left side equals oxygenated blood to body. For command words, explain means say why or how. Use because to link cause and effect. Calculate means show every step. Write the formula first, substitute values, and include units. Quickfire recall quiz. I will ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the equation for cardiac output? Cardiac output equals stroke volume multiplied by heart rate. Question 2. Name 3 adaptations of the alveoli for gas exchange. Large surface area, thin walls for short diffusion distance, and rich blood supply to maintain a steep concentration gradient. Question 3. Why do multicellular organisms need a transport system? Because as organisms get larger, their surface area to volume ratio decreases, so diffusion alone is not efficient enough. Question 4. What is the function of valves in veins? To prevent the backflow of blood and ensure it flows towards the heart. Question 5. Which side of the heart has a thicker wall and why? The left ventricle, because it pumps blood all the way around the body, requiring greater force. Quick summary. 1. Multicellular organisms need transport systems because their low surface area to volume ratio means diffusion alone is too slow. 2. Surface area to volume ratio decreases as organism size increases. 3. Alveoli are adapted with large surface area, thin walls, rich blood supply, moist lining, and good ventilation. 4. Arteries carry blood away at high pressure with thick elastic walls. Veins carry blood towards the heart with valves. Capillaries are the site of exchange with walls one cell thick. 5. The heart is a double pump. Left ventricle has the thickest wall. 6. Cardiac output equals stroke volume multiplied by heart rate. Memorise this equation. That is it for today. You have covered a huge amount of content and you should feel really proud. Remember, the key to doing well is explaining the links between structure, function, and process. Keep practicing those worked examples, use the diagrams in your study guide, and you will be well on your way to those top marks. Good luck, and I will see you in the next episode.